Okay, so we all know that Taylor Swift is a master at soundtracking heartbreak, but now heartbreak is something Swifties all around the world know all too well. That's right, the demand for pre-sale tickets for Swift's upcoming tour caused the ticketing service Ticketmaster to crash, which caused fans to flood TikTok with complaints about the whole fiasco.
The funniest thing is Ticketmaster gaslighting us, being like, we had no clue this many people would be buying tickets.
Because Ticketmaster had all these technical issues. It kept crashing, kicking people out of line.
This pre-sale cluster was partially by design. If you wanted to make sure.
And today, Ticketmaster announced that the general on sale for tickets has been canceled due to extraordinary demand and insufficient remaining ticket inventory. Okay. So to help us understand what is going on, we're joined now by NPR's Andrew Limbong. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Elsa.
All right. So we're now seeing members of Congress this week weighing in on this whole Ticketmaster meltdown. I don't know if they're Swifties, too. But let's just back up here. What exactly happened this week?
Okay. So I don't know if you're a Swiftie or not. But,
well, a little
but
bit.
This tour.
I blast
okay.
her music
well,
after
you know
breakups.
The,
yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah. But this tour is like a huge deal, right? She hasn't toured since 2018 because of COVID. And this tour in particular is being billed as like a career retrospective. So it's like theoretically your best shot at hearing, I don't know, like an early hit like Tim McGraw or something on top of the stuff she's made since COVID. Now, the problem was that during the pre-sale, you know, like, your fans were ready to go, they got their special little codes, and we're all set to go, but just the sheer amount of people on the website caused it to, like, crash, slow down, and kick people out of line.
Okay, so what is Ticketmaster saying about all of this? Like, how apologetic have they been?
All right, so they haven't gotten back to me yet, but there's a statement on their website right now. It's a very dramatically titled, "The Taylor Swift On Sale Explained." And, you know, it talks about how, like, there was just an unprecedented amount of fans on top of a quote, staggering number of bot attacks, which strained their website during the pre-sale. And, you know, with this cancellation of the general, I don't know, it's just like, nobody knows anything. It's an incredibly frustrating and chaotic time for anyone trying to score a T-Swift ticket.
Well, I mean, it's not just Taylor Swift, right? Like, I feel like I have been hearing a lot of criticism towards Ticketmaster lately.
Yes, absolutely. Like, a few weeks ago, I was one of the lucky few to cop Blink-182 tickets, you know, at a reasonable price, because, like, people were stressing out about how much they were costing. And I don't know, same if you remember with Bruce Springsteen fans. And that's because of Ticketmaster's relatively new dynamic pricing plan that sets aside a certain number of tickets where the prices can, like, fluctuate depending on demand. And, you know, like you said, the Swift stuff has politicians paying attention. New Jersey Representative Bill Pascrell actually said that he was trying to get into the pre-sale too, but couldn't get through. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted that Ticketmaster is a monopoly and its merger with Live Nation shouldn't have been approved in the first place.
Right, Live Nation. She's talking about the entertainment company that bought Ticketmaster back in 2009. And I remember there were concerns about that merger back then.
Oh, totally. I talked to Dean Budnick. He's co-author of the book Ticketmasters, The Rise of the Concert Industry and How the Public Got Scalped. And here's what he had to say.
If you look at it structurally, you have a company that, number one, has artist management. Number two, owns venues. Number three, has a ticketing company. And number four, is the largest concert producer in the world. I certainly can understand why some people would say, gee, that looks like a vertical monopoly.
But so under the Obama administration, it cleared all the regulatory hoops and even withstood some scrutiny in 2019. But, you know, there are politicians now asking the Biden administration to give this a closer look.
So you may be too young to remember this, Andrew, but back in the 90s when I was in high school, I remember when Pearl Jam tried to take on Ticketmaster. They tried to book only venues that did not use Ticketmaster. I mean, couldn't Taylor Swift try to do something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to think about realistically how many places can withstand a Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah.
And, you know, chances are
they
use Ticketmaster, too.
That is NPR's Andrew Limbong. Thank you so much. And this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Barbra Streisand had never been in a nightclub before she sang in one.
It was the first time I felt the warmth of a spotlight.
Now those performances from 1962 have been turned into an album, Live at the Bon Soir.
Hello!